All right. As far as the injuries go, Albert Wilson has a AC sprain. He won't practice today. Sharkhandrick had the concussion, which you knew about. He won't practice today. Jeff Allen, Jason Avant, Tyler Bray, Eric Fisher, Hemingway, March, Maga, Poe, Rooks. They're not practicing today. Everybody else is. So D'Anthony will work his way back in. He did the walkthrough with us, and we'll see how he holds up. Just kind of take him slow out there to start with. So all in all, I talked to you about the game already. All in all, that was there were some good things there. We got plenty of things we need to work on. We'll go back to that and do it, and then get ourselves ready here with a couple days here to play the Rams. Time's yours.
You were rattling off some names, guys who won't practice. You did say Fisher won't practice.
Right? Fisher will not practice. Yeah. Fisher and Allen will not practice.
Your first round of cuts, long snapper. Why did you like Winchester better than?
Yeah, well, I think both of them are going to snap in this league. I think they're both really good. I think what it came down to was just the velocity, of Winchester. He was just a hair faster, but they came out so equal, it was crazy, and we would have been happy with either one of them. But that's how it worked out.
Maybe probably even do a million of these cut-down days. What's it like from a personal
standpoint? Yeah, well, that's the worst part of your job. Letting guys go that have been out here. It's different now too, and that you have all these days in the off season, so you get to know them even more than what it used to be. So I think as we go, these guys are going to, a lot of them are going to have opportunities with other teams, whether it's a practice squad position or making a team. So that's a positive thing. I think we probably have a little bit more depth than what we had when we were first here. I think Dorsey and his guys have done a nice job with that. You know? And there's competition. There's a great amount of competition. So that normally brings out the best. Thus, they get on tape and on film, and these other teams can look at them and go, you know what? This guy's worth a shot.
What's the reason for doing it a couple of days before you even have to?
Well, it was the player's day off, so... it can be a humbling thing, and we've always felt it was best just to and then it gives them an opportunity to hook on with another team sooner.
On that same part about depth, the Titans were just sitting here. They had a whole bunch of guys from former Chiefs you guys have moved on from, and is it a good sign that former Chiefs are still in the league on other teams, that you guys are deep enough to where you don't need guys who are still NFL type players?
No, it is. We're happy for those guys. There were some good football players. I mean, Deuce is on that team. Fasano. I mean, you can keep a suck up. I mean, these guys are good football players. So, I think that's a positive. As long as we've filled that position with good players, so that's a good thing.
Cool. With regard to the game in St. Louis, as far as the starters,
you
get those guys any work at all?
Yeah. Listen, I'll probably. They probably, if they get any, it probably won't be much. Yeah, so.
Coach, is there a specific diagnosis on Tavon Rooks? I mean, last thing we heard was shortness of breath from training camp.
Yeah, he's actually going through tests right now. So they're doing a variety of things. So we're just seeing how all that works out. But
yeah. Where do you plan to split up the quarterback snaps? If Alex plays, as you said, he's not going to play a lot after that.
I haven't got to that. I wouldn't imagine he'd play much. If any,
More Daniel than Murray this week, or?
Well, it depends. If he gets anything, if he doesn't, then I just go half with each. The other two.
The guys you had who missed last year, Derek Johnson and DeVito, and they've come through three games now. How are they looking for you injury wise after kind of getting through the camp part of it and all that?
Yeah, both of them I think are moving around pretty good. They look comfortable. You can't really see anything that would make you think that they were hurt last year right now. So they actually look stronger, I think. And they challenged each other in the off season, and I think they increased their strength, both of them.